Hello, everyone. Welcome to a few days after Halloween. I just wanted to kind of make this episode of The Lounge just to kind of give it some little filler before the main episode. I still haven't written the episode down, so I'm probably going to get to that tonight. I don't know why I'm yawning. I literally slept for 12 goddamn hours. Oh no, actually no, I actually do remember why I'm yawning. It's because I didn't get any good sleep last night. Something is happening, and I really just want to get a good night's rest, but for some reason I cannot. I keep waking up with a crick in my neck. I keep sleeping the wrong way, and I know what you guys are thinking. Well, Richard, why don't you just sleep on your back? Bitch, I've tried that, okay? You know what happens when I sleep on my back? I snore, and then I snore myself awake. It's happened like 4 times already. More, actually. I've done that so many times. Oh, I know that I snore, but you know what? I think it's because I have a slightly crooked nose. And I've noticed it in pictures too. I've noticed that my nose is slightly crooked, but guess what? I'm too scared to go and get a nose job because I don't want to end up on botched. I actually like my nose like this. So I guess I just had to really invest in Breathe Right strips if I want to sleep on my back, essentially. It's hard. Oh my God. Especially here in the Southwest, for some reason, fall and winter barely exist out here. There is no some reason. We live in the Southwest, in the middle of the goddamn desert. Of course it's gonna be hot as shit. Oh, maybe someday when I get a better job, I can invest some money into just renting out some house or apartment or a B&B somewhere in Connecticut or one of those cold white places, where I could just be left alone with my stockpile of food and just be happy. 'Cause right now this ain't it, Chief. Okay, I get too fucking overheated, and it becomes an issue for me because I start sweating in 40-degree weather because of my own body temperature. Do you know how frustrating that is? Oh God, it's a disaster for me. I walk through 40-degree weather. I'm sweltering. Oh, Joe. Aside from that rant, I just wanted to come on here, see how you guys were doing. Because I'm actually very excited. We are, for me, at my school, we are. Oh, excuse me, I had a big lunch. For me, I am closing in on the final few weeks of class, and I am up to speed on all my homework. I'm so excited, and I'm still in the 90% in all my classes, so I have A's in all my classes so far, and I am going to. There's a great chance of me graduating with my associate's degree. Sorry, I just heard my dog crying bloody murder because she's not here with me. I bet you she can hear me. Or she's just crying because out of habit. I don't know. Anyways. So yeah, I'm gonna be getting my associates soon. Hopefully with that I can maybe get a better job and then go to UNM Maine and just really go and get my bachelor's in game design. And then who knows? I don't know where that'll take me, but maybe I can do something remote. And maybe I can finally get a house with me and my friends so that we can just kind of live our, life. Because here's the thing, I still live with my mom, and I'm almost 30. And I don't know about you, but I would like to get laid and not have to worry about anyone hearing me get pounded. So that's where I stand with all this. I think that's one of the main reasons. Mainly it's for like freedom, but mostly it's for me to get dick down. And that is all it comes down to. It's just getting laid for me. And I'm almost there. And I know I can do it. I know I can get my own place and just get laid. But that's gonna have to wait for a while. Especially the fact that I still have car payments to make. And I cannot wait to fucking finish paying off that stupid car. Oh my god. The dealership that I got my car from is a absolute disaster. If you're ever in New Mexico, don't buy from Belenogies. They're a nightmare to work with. I'm just saying. It's bad in my opinion. I had to get my car serviced 3 times because it keeps doing this thing where if I try to accelerate too slowly, it'll just turn off. So I told them this, and they have changed my oil, changed the battery, even though I absolutely know what is going on with it because I took it to AutoZone and I got it diagnosed, and it is one of the solenoids in the car. Don't worry if you don't know about car stuff because I barely know about car stuff, and my father was a mechanic for most of his life. For most of my life growing up, anyways. My cousins are mechanics. They are incredibly intelligent. They know their way around cars. I, however, am an idiot when it comes to cars, so all I know is something's wrong, fix it. That's all I know. I'm not gonna fix my own fucking car. No, fuck that. I can do other things that my cousins cannot do. Cars is not one of them, bitch. Fuck that. So I took it to the dealership to get it fixed, and they just keep skirting around. And I actually had to go into the dealership and tell one of the guys, if I have to come back and it's the same problem over and over again, I'm gonna be fucking pissed. So heed my warning, bitch. And I just walked out. And now it's acting up again, and I shudder to even. I don't even want to take it to that dealership anymore because I know they're not gonna fucking fix the problem. But I have to dedicate a day so that they can at least try to fix it. I'm sorry if I'm not talking so much about like pop culture things that are going on, but quite frankly, I kind of want to save all that for the main channel, for the main episodes, I mean, because there's a lot of crazy shit that's happening right now. But I guess I'll just end the episode now because I have to go and meet up with my friend. So that we can play some D&D together. Finally! Oh, I'm so excited. I can't fucking believe we have a D&D group finally. It feels like forever. Oh. Just stretching. Anyways, I hope you guys had a wonderful Halloween. That popping, I was popping my shoulders, don't worry. I hope you guys had a wonderful Halloween. And I hope that you're taking it easy right now because it's fall, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you listening, whoever's listening, is still like weaning a hangover. So my heart goes out to you, but also you deserve it because you know what you did to yourself. Anyways, I'll catch you on the next episode of the Rotten Rainbow Podcast instead of the Lounge. And we'll just catch up there. All right, bye.